There was once a country. Like many other countries, it had a history that had seen division, strife, and war. Like fewer countries, it had won a lot of those wars, and at a fairly notable point in its history, it had been at the center of a large and powerful empire. As time passed, and with economic and world change, the might of that empire dwindled and faded away. Although life continued for the country, its people would sometimes wistfully look back on the time when their forefathers controlled and developed large parts of the world.
Can't share the fruits but just bit out the seeds. Give us standing, let's see the other countries bow to us on reverential knee. We are the leaders, where we go you will follow. Never tie our hands, we are the living free. We stand alone. We are the living free.
For generations, though, successive governments and administrations continued with traditions, pomp and ceremony, while the working people of the country were ignored and left to suffer. Treaties and restrictions that were imposed on the country by its neighbours became frustrating to the people, and they became restless to be the controllers again, rather than the controlled.
Give us empire, give us greed, give us power, it's what we need. Give us money, give us power, give us greed.
For our national pride,
why can we not be?
popular press, rank outsiders appeared in major world powers, advocating populist ideas of the common people being masters of their own destiny.
Why should we not fight a fly? Why should we not be who we are?
The country responded likewise, and there rose from the rank and file a man who offered the people freedom from those rules and restrictions, who could deliver the tremendous potential of the country back into the hands of its people. In order to do this, he focused on the people who he said were bleeding the country dry.
Give us freedom, give us control of our borders, give us safety from invaders and from fear. And give us leaders who can harbor those emotions, give us national pride and they will disappear. Eject the mudbloods who don't have the right background, and rank people on a score of 1 to 10. Give us cheap labor to make our city's future and make our nation great again.
People who were bleeding the country dry were, as so many people had observed before, were people who had migrated to that country. Well, the hard-working and forgotten population of the country looked at what he said, and many agreed. Rather than looking at the way they had been overlooked and conned by the political elite, they now had somebody they could reach that they could blame. On the corners of the streets. On the train in the morning. The easily accessible targets were quickly turned into priority number one. So when the country was invited as a whole to make a huge political decision about their future, any way they could vote to rid themselves of these migrants seemed to be the very best way to progress and regain the empire that they had lost. And it's all ours and we don't want to share it. It's all ours and we're taking it back. It's all ours and you just gotta wear it. It's time to start following those railway tracks back home. And it's all ours and we don't want to share it. It's time to start following those railway tracks back home. signed the fucking deal. Considered to be true residents. Large groups of semi-uniformed thugs gloated in their victory, and those people from other parts of Europe were heckled, hectored and harassed. The word traitors was used to describe those who had voted against a decision made. The country was, putting it mildly, a few steps down the wrong road. Just days after the decision was made, the new leaders of the country sat down together and began to talk about how they would make good on the pledges they had made. Within minutes, any casual observer would have realized that these guys haven't even made a plan. For example, it's very easy to promise that you will rid the country of a migrant problem. Somewhat more difficult to actually deliver it. The new leader looked over the top of his reading glasses around the table of his new government. "I think this one is seriously important," he said at length. and as such I would like you to handle it. He looked over at Heinrich Himmler. Jawohl, mein Führer. Leave it with me. Well, where did you think I was talking about? Easily done.